Autumn is my mom's favorite season. She loved when she was able to drive up to Kentucky to see my sister in the convent with Dad. Driving through to see the leaves and the colors, the reds, the yellows, the oranges, it was quite a sight to see. There's nothing in Kansas quite like this. Those leaves fall off to the ground and die. This time of year, we're reflecting on the fact that there is not much sunlight this time of year, and it gets dark pretty quick. This month, we focus and remember and pray for those who have died. There is a focus on death this time of year. The Church, in her great wisdom, puts before us in this season also the resurrection in the readings to give us hope. The Sadducees were trying to trip up the Lord so as to ridicule the resurrection. They did not believe in the resurrection, nor angels, nor even divine providence. They only followed the book of Moses, which is the first five books of the Bible. They did not believe in the coming Messiah. He would have been a disturbance to their careful, ordered lives. They were very wealthy, and they didn't want anything to disturb that. They asked the question about marriage to the Lord and whose wife this widow would be. They were thinking only in terms of this life. But St. Paul says in his readings, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard." Heaven will be quite different, more glorious than we can possibly imagine. We can't think of it in terms of this life. And the Lord did not stop there. Our Lord uses the book of Moses, which they followed, to counter their claim. The Lord met them on their territory. The Lord uses Moses himself. How did the Lord reveal himself to Moses? He reveals his name, I Am. He says to the Sadducees, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live in him." He did not say, "I was the God of Abraham, I was the God of Isaac, or I was the God of Jacob." These three lived years before, and the Lord is saying that they are still alive. The resurrection is thus revealed even in the book of Moses. The Sadducees on the surface declare it to be a good answer in not asking any more questions. And in not asking any more questions, they reveal where their hearts were. If your eyes were open to the truth, wouldn't you seek it all the more? Wouldn't you start to ask loads of other questions? I mean, to go from the no resurrection to that there is a resurrection and life everlasting is a big deal. And to just stop at that one question? Rather, they retreated like the rich young man who had loads of possessions. To believe in the resurrection meant that they would have to change their lives, and they did not want to do that. What makes a Christian a beacon of hope? It's belief in the resurrection. Without it, our faith is meaningless. What makes a mother and her seven sons stand up to an evil king in the book of Maccabees in the first reading? Belief in the resurrection. What makes martyrs die horrific deaths in defending our Lord's honor, glory, and truth? Belief in the resurrection. Belief that God is the God of the living and not the dead, that he has conquered even death itself. Honor, power, and glory truly belong to him. The resurrection is a tenet of our faith. We must believe it. Every time we say the creed, we profess it. It's so essential that loads of people who are against our faith try and debunk it. Because if they do, our faith falls apart. What is all this for if there's no resurrection? Without it, the promises of the gospel disappear. The very meaning of creation and redemption disappear. There is no hope. Without it, our faith is meaningless. Without it, Christ is a liar. However, we know it to be true. We have the testimony of non-Christians. The Romans had to testify to Pilate that the body was not there. The Lord appeared in body after his death to St. Mary Magdalene, who found the empty tomb. This is important that it was her. In the early days, women's testimony was not looked on very kindly. So if the disciples wanted to make up the story of the resurrection, they would not have relied on her testimony. He appeared to the two traveling on the road to Emmaus, who were downtrodden at the Savior's being crucified and buried. He appeared to the apostles on the Sea of Galilee as they returned to their former way of life and after the death of the Lord. He appeared to the upper room and said to St. Thomas, "Feel the nail marks on my hand. Put your hand in my side so that you will not be unbelieving, but believe." And not just a spiritual resurrection, but a bodily resurrection. This shows the great dignity of the body. The body is not evil. It is destined to be reunited with our soul for all eternity, singing God's praises. So we shouldn't maim the body in any sort of way. When we believe in the resurrection, we believe in the God of life. Go out and live under the reign of Christ the King, a King who takes care of his subjects, a King who wants to live with us for all eternity. So we should obey his laws and decrees so as to be with him forever. Stand up for the Lord, and in him we are truly alive and free. When we see leaves fall, perhaps we are reminded of sadness and death. Remember what is around the corner, spring. Things come alive again. Death turns into life. Even nature mimics the resurrection. Christ is the resurrection and the life.